This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, call in, get involved, get engaged, do something. Do something other than complain about what I'm not doing. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks a lot for being with us. Thanks a lot for being involved, engaged, do something, doing something. Some of you are running around picking up relatives, right, from the airport or wherever. Good luck with that. No, thank you. Oh, God bless. You know, no, it is a time for family. It's a time for you to put all those things aside that you had against, Aunt Martha or Uncle Freddy or whatever it is you got going on. Right? It's one day a year, maybe two. Some of you have, some of you who have the guts to bring them back for Christmas. It's always a good thing, right? Okay. But Thanksgiving's a whole different meaning now than it has had over the years. And if you're going to tune in tomorrow, now listen, Thanksgiving Day, we don't do a live show, as many of you know. Do a repeat or a pre-record / repeat, right? Give you an idea. I'm going to break down Thanksgiving for you, and we'll have some of our sponsors, some of our guests from the years gone by, talk about some of the issues, not issues of the day, but, you know, Thanksgiving challenges. How's that? For lack of a better term. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure when you guys can join me, especially these holiday times. Kind of make me part of your family. That's kind of cool. And I'm expecting calls from some of your favorites, really. In the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit, again, do some of our normal business as well. And we'll have Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare. Because I'll tell you what, over this holiday season, over Christmas and that kind of stuff, oh, perfect. Over Christmas and that kind of stuff, I mean, it gets nuts. It gets crazy. And you eat like a pig, right? It's really that simple. When you eat too much, you might get sick, and then you'll need help. No, seriously. So Matt will help work us through that. There's, and again, like I said, I'm hoping that Corey Duncan will call in a little bit. Kind of find out what his, because everybody, you know, even in this country, you have different traditions. Right? I mean, today is really crazy. People trying to get around with the weather that's going on, that global warming, cooling climate, something or other that's going on. It's raising havoc all over the place. Some places it's too hot, some places it's too cold. Right? Today we heard, and I wasn't going to go down this road. I don't want to do a whole bunch of politics today, but we'll do some. We heard today, you know, Sondland, who was the ambassador to Sondland, he was the man for the left, right? He was the one that had all their information. He was the one that was going to make them heroes or whatever, you know, show, you know, really, he was the one that was going to nail President Trump, period. And what happened? Now, let's see how hypocritical these people actually are. Okay? He's being accused of sexual harassment. And I guess my question will she be believed? Just like the Kavanaugh, right? Will they make the same amount of noise they did during Kavanaugh? He denies it all.
Don't they always?
Right? Now, three women have accused him, not one. And it didn't come out over a period of time. And frankly, even if this was a setup, then the Republicans is terrible at this. They should have done it while he was doing his testifying. Three women accused U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, of sexually harassing them and then taking retaliatory measures when they rejected his advances. Sondland, who was thrust in the national spotlight last week when he testified in an ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump, he's accused of forcibly trying to kiss two women. Right? Separate incidents and, listen to this, exposing himself to a third. I think he exposed himself to the whole country last week, don't you think? All incidents occurred while Sondland was working as the chairman of the Provenance Hotels, and before he had been appointed as his role as ambassador. Now, the sexual harassment claims were first reported by ProPublica in the Portland Monthly Magazine. The statement was published on his personal website Wednesday. Sondland denied the claims in the story, calling it fundamentally false. Now, you go through all this and you say, first of all, I don't believe it just because, now I don't like the guy, right? So let's just be clear. And yet I'm saying, I don't believe it just because they said it. Bring some proof. Let's not hang the guy before we know exactly what went down, when it went down. If they actually know the dates and the times and where it happened and they can prove it. You know, I mean, seriously. I don't like this on either side of the aisle. I think it's wrong. I think it's dangerous. But the question again goes, do the women get believed? Isn't that what the left would say? If this was a whole different animal, what would the left say, right? Anyway, we'll find out more about this after the break. Joe Basile, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We're talking turkey. Before Glutton Day, we're talking turkey. Joe Basile, your host, we'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. No, seriously. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and I don't really have much time for you at that point in time. But here's a guy I have a lot of time for because he's always part of the solution. Corey Duncan joins us as he does usually every Thursday. But today, in this pre-glutton day, so I thought I'd have him on to tell me how he deals with the onslaught of food on Turkey Day. Corey, always fun to have you on with me, my man. How you doing? What is the glutton day, isn't it?
Oh, it's a pleasure, Tilted. Thank you. And I'd like to wish on behalf of me and Anna and the Duncan family and their whole entire baseball team and football team.
I would
that to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, a happy holiday, and be safe out there.
And if you know, I always tease, Corey has a large family, I'll put it that way, and I always tease him about, so tomorrow, if you're in Texas and you're hungry, head over to the Coliseum, because he'll be feeding his family
it's
there.
It's not even the Astrodome anymore. If I would have to hold out, let's see. Baylor has a big enough stadium now.
There you go, okay. So, you know, you just go there, you'll see his family there, he'll probably let you in and what have you. But poor Anna, I hope she's catered. I hope you're catering for that woman.
That's oh, yeah. We were born at night, not last night.
So, all right. So, listen, I've asked everybody, when I come on the show, I ask them the same thing around Thanksgiving and around Christmas. But at Thanksgiving, is there a tradition that you hold to? Is there a certain food or a dish that it just isn't Thanksgiving without that dish, food, or tradition?
Well, if you're from Texas, you already know you have to have brisket. You got to have steak. So we don't know what turkey is. Well, I used to know what a turkey was being an old Jackson Heights, New York boy. Well, young man, let me say young man, because I don't want to say boy, because I don't want nobody to get upset.
Oh, here we go. There you go.
Or whatever. Yeah, you know, like I said, but you know, if anything, us black folks, well, apart Cuban and black folks, we love our fried chicken and stuff. So, you know.
I knew you couldn't get away with that.
Well, see, here's the thing. I want to say this. I want two minutes to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
You know, last week you two had a problem about they had cut your signal or whatever because I guess I said something about fried chicken or something like that. So
watermelon.
I want to say to Facebook and YouTube, you can do that all you want. And I know 9 out of 10 it probably wasn't them, it probably was someone else that did that or whatever. Because you know how the things work. Like back in the day when my wife would say something, the pro feminists would call and say, he's talking about us, he's talking about people and slandering them, and they would come after me instead of they would come after her. So, you know, I already know how that played, but guess what? You know what? Like I told you before, if you switch over to something that they can't do anything about, that you don't have enough to worry about. But if you don't like what I say, guess what? Change the station. That's all you got to do, because I'm not going to change my format.
That's right.
I'm not going to change my format or who I am. And I don't care. And you know, one day I'm going to be able to say how I really feel. I don't give a you know what. Remember me like me or not. Right, exactly. I don't care.
So
that you don't pay no bills here. And it don't matter and stuff. So, you know, I hate people like that. But
get back to, I want to know, and brisket is just a Texas thing, but what is Corey Duncan? What is the Duncan family's favorite meal at Thanksgiving?
You mean mine?
Okay, yes.
El Presidente?
You're the chief.
Mr. El Presidente?
So I get it. I got it. Yeah,
Alaskan snow crabs.
Really?
Crab cake.
Wow.
And it's nothing like a Maryland crab cake, and it's nothing like a Louisiana Gulf shrimp, and it's nothing like steak from Texas, and it's definitely nothing like Alaskan crab legs from either up there in Rochester or up there in Boston.
Boston. Here we go. Another one of those guys. All right. I know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
Boston.
And we got a lot of my people around, too, if you know what I mean.
I know. Guess what? If you can't, I'll tell you like Apollo told Rocky, if you can't box, you can damn sure cook.
So, No, I got to tell you something. The Alaskan king crab legs, there's a fellow, and I know you never come into California. You've already told me that. But there's a guy not far from me, about 2 miles, and every other quarter or whatever, he comes here. It's all the crab legs you can eat for $40. I want you to think about
it. Wow.
Right? So you can go on a...
I guess I'm about to slide out there. Guess what? If I come out there, you promise that you'll put me on the show.
I would, but not while you're not. But listen, I'll put you on the show. I'll put you on camera, but you have to have a bib on, and you have to be eating the crab legs while we're talking.
Well, all I want to say is it would be my pleasure, Master, to come out there. Master, I love you. I love you. I just don't know what to do for your Master.
Here we go. They're gonna kill. You're gonna get me killed one of these days. All right. So listen. We're up against it time-wise. I asked you to call in because I always enjoy your time with me. You know, for the Messina family, to you guys, I hope you guys have a blessed and a great Thanksgiving. Take pictures. Well, you'll need a wide camera. I realize that. But send me pictures.
Guess what? You're going to need a lot. You'll need a lot of room. But I want to also say, even to the haters and the people that don't like me and the people that do like me, or like what I say, I want to wish them a happy Thanksgiving and a holiday on behalf of me, Anna, and the Duncan family.
Yep. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your time. Tomorrow, tell Anna, if you're listening, I want to picture him after he feasts, passed out on the couch. I think that'd be a great one to add to my collage. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyhow. All right, Corey. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Joe was in your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I want you to call and tell me what your favorite meal is. What was your favorite tradition? What is it about Thanksgiving that if it didn't happen, really wouldn't be Thanksgiving for you? We'll go to the phones after the break. Joe was in your host. You're listening to The Real Side. This is the pre-Glutton Day show. We'll be back in a minute. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. A second explosion at a chemical plant in southeast Texas has prompted a mass evacuation. Reporter Courtney Sabowski.
About 60,000 people were told to evacuate, and this has happened in the last couple of hours. Of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. People probably have family in town, so there's even more people in the homes right now. So we've seen a lot of traffic pick up, people going to relatives' homes, to friends' homes within the area.
Crystal Holmes is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
All three of the cities that are centrally located around the plant are being evacuated.
The initial blast happened around 1 a.m. The company, TBC Group, says three people were injured. Troy Monk with TBC says some of the homes were damaged.
Glass broken, doors jammed in their frames.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to know what your Turkey Day traditions. Look, if you want to tell me something you really hated on Turkey Day, that's fine, too. But I really want to know what your Turkey Day, the great stuff you did, the great stuff you remember, and what is there about your Thanksgiving? What if this was missing? It wouldn't be Turkey Day. Dave from California. Dave, thanks for calling. What makes your turkey day?
What makes my turkey day is just all the food. I love the food. But, I mean, there's a whole lot more to Thanksgiving than just that. You know, we have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for, especially living here in America, that we need to celebrate every day. But, I mean, for Thanksgiving, for me, it's I get a little bit of both worlds of the large family when I go up north to see my family, and then when I stay at home with my wife's family, it's just the four of us. So you know, I get the big rambunctious family where you have people arguing about politics and people getting mad at each other and people loving each other and getting drunk and apologizing to each other, and then we have this like the nice small family atmosphere when I'm down at home with my in-laws. But I mean, there's just Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. You know, I get to see a lot of my family that I don't get to see the rest of the year since they all live in Northern California and I live in Southern California. So that's where I'm at right now, is up in Northern California, enjoying it up here. It's nice and cold, and raining, a little bit of snow. But
wow. But
I get to see that too. We don't get that in Southern California snow. I mean, in certain parts, but not where I live. So
no.
It's nice to just get those different experiences and just be grateful for all the things that California has to offer besides the bad parts of the Gavin Newsom and the legislators and everything else.
So I got to ask you for the political part of the day. I mean, do you have is everybody pretty much on the same page? And you don't have to get specific because I don't want this to turn into a big political mess. But is everybody on the same page politically in your family?
No, no, not at all. You know, you have my dad. Me and my dad we're kind of the great mediators. We're the Trump supporting conservatives, and we're the ones that are the most rational, the most sane of the bunch.
Wow.
You know, because everyone else tries to get into arguments, and even, you know, there's some other conservatives and some other Republicans in our family, and you know, they get into these shouting matches after a few drinks, and me and my dad, we just know that you know, as long as you're stating facts, they have nothing to come back at. So that's what we always do. We sit there and then we go, well, what do you think about, like, well, if this happened, then what about this? Or, you know, we just go into specific facts and of what they're discussing, and that usually calms it down. Then everyone has a drink, and then they hug and make up, and everyone's friends again and family.
Here, have another beer,
and then we all eat. Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you drink enough, you'll pass out and stop arguing with each other.
That's it. You know, it's kind of like family should be able to really talk just about anything, and it should be okay. And I think that we've kind of lost that, not just with family. We've lost that all the way around. Well, listen, Dave, you have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy family. When they start picking on Trump, you just use the old line, what about those Mets? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's plenty of ways to calm it down, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The you know, that's the other part of the day too that's going to be a problem for a lot of us. Well, not me, because I just say what I want to say, right? That's why we have it at my house. That way, if you come here and you don't like the conversation, there's two doors and seven windows. Just choose one. But I mean, seriously, when you think about it, and you try to talk through. What do they say? The two things you can't talk about, which is really bad. You should be able to talk about both, right? We talk about religion and politics. We should be able to talk about both of those. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you are picking up your kids, you're at the airport, you're waiting in line, you're doing whatever. I mean, seriously, I know there's a lot going on. But I really, really, really would love to know, what is it that makes it Thanksgiving for you? Right? What is it that makes it, I don't know, special? And he's right. David from California said, you know, it's not just about the food. It is one of the days that family gets together. The family gets to talk. The family gets to deal with things. Because it doesn't always work out that way now, does it? It's not always that easy to pull off. Let's see if I can. You know, I had this one clip up. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it. But I had this one clip up that were kids on college campus talking about Turkey Day. But, man, are they confused. I mean, seriously, let's see if I can play this puppy. That would be really cool. But it comes from campus reform. I hope we all love campus reform. They're doing great jobs out there on college campuses. We used to do college campus crazies with them, if you recall. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, if you want to see what's going on, hear what's going on, whatever, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and you can listen to this.
All right, so there have been a lot of talks in recent years about redefining how we celebrate Thanksgiving. Although it is a celebration of the natives and the pilgrims coming together, a lot of people feel that because we don't really examine what happened after, which is the fact that the natives were wiped out, they're saying, look, really what Thanksgiving is the celebration of the beginning of cultural genocide. So in your opinion, do you think Thanksgiving Day is a celebration of the beginning of that genocide?
Objectively, yeah. As a country, we should definitely examine, like, the genocide of Native people.
I honestly kind of believe that Thanksgiving as a holiday is kind of unnecessary in general. I think Thanksgiving should even possibly be changed to an Indigenous People's Day to celebrate those cultures and everything rather than to celebrate what happened.
It may have. Now, here's the problem with this, the confusion, if you would. Now, if you tune in tomorrow, I'm going to break down Thanksgiving. Not that you really care, but I'm going to break down Thanksgiving for you. And then again on Friday, we're going to do our Black Friday show. How it got its name, Black Friday. But, I mean, when you think about tomorrow, I mean, think about Thanksgiving as a whole. Really, what is it? It is not a celebration. I know we keep saying it is. But it technically is not a celebration of the first Thanksgiving. We've depicted it that way. Looks great in paintings. Looks great in history books. But truly, if you go back in history and you look at what it was all about, it is a day of thanks to the Almighty. And it's not. It is not necessarily a representation of the first Thanksgiving. Right? Our founding fathers, presidents, and even governors, as the years have gone on, have issued proclamations on the day. And not once in those proclamations does it say, we're celebrating the day when the Native American and the pilgrims or whoever got together and sat down and broke bread together. No, it's not what they say at all. It's about giving thanks to God for the bounty, for the state, for the country, for the area that he gave us. That, you know, I mean, think about where you live. That's what it's thanks for.
Have roots in the genocide of the American Native American population. It does strike me a wrong way in that, like, it does celebrate something that I think we should be pretty ashamed of.
Yeah.
Yeah. What genocide is he talking about? Columbus came here to kill millions and millions and millions of Native Americans. Is that what happened? I missed that part of history. Not only that, even when I start looking for it later on in life, I still can't find it.
Yeah, you should be thankful for the things you have, but also, like, aware that you, like, how, like, the privilege that you have and how you got it and, like, the wrongs that were taken to get there.
So I think it's kind of like a BS holiday. Yeah. Like, like, it is.
Right, the white privilege that I have to get what I got. Right, okay.
It's just there for people. It's like a placeholder holiday. Like,
yes, it's a great excuse to have family and friends come together, that it has, like, a troubled beginning, and, like, we should pay respects to, like, those who might view this holiday as a sad time.
Do you think Thanksgiving Day is a celebration of that genocide?
No, I think it's about, like, being with your family.
I think your privilege is showing.
I love when they do that to people. Who really just see the how asinine it is. I mean, here's a girl on college campus. She's got, you know, half pink hair, half blonde hair. And she's obviously not naturally pink, not naturally blonde. Okay? And she's taken off guard by this.
Well, I'm also, like, not in the 1600s anymore.
Don't you think it's a little bit part of, you know, our privilege that we do ignore or do not talk and teach about that?
No, yeah, definitely.
And it definitely...
No, yeah, definitely. The most definite maybe I've ever heard in my life. Joe, the senior host, will go to the phones after the break. You'll see the real side, the Free Glutton Show. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
This is Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, for listening, for being online, on the air, and however it is you get in the show tonight. Today is the, what I call, lovingly call, the pre-glutton show day. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. How many of you tomorrow will actually look at your plate and put just the right amount of food on there to make you happy? Or will you do what the rest of us do, trying to see how much of Mount Everest you can recreate in your plate? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Helen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Sure.
Hey, so what's your memory, or what is it for you that Thanksgiving really wouldn't be Thanksgiving without this particular plate or this family member around these family members' traditions?
Right. Well, you may be surprised, but the cranberry sauce or jelly in the can.
Oh, wait a minute.
It sounds no, really, we always had it as a little girl growing up. We always had it in the can. And I remember one year, as we got older, one of my sisters had Thanksgiving, and she had made the cranberry sauce from scratch. And I thought, wait a minute, that's not how Mom did it. and it's just not the same. And, you know, I actually like the kind in the can better, but maybe I need to elevate my taste palette. But I just, that's in those little rolls that you buy, they only come out about the holiday time, the heat and serve rolls.
Yep.
Those too. I mean, if I have like a croissant or some fancy roll, it's just not the same. So I guess it would be the cranberry sauce and the.
I can't let that go though. You know, I can't let that go. I gotta go back to that. So are you talking about the one that looks like a clear kind of red monster in a can? It's just a total, right?
You know, I mean, the kind that wiggles when you put it out of it.
They should put that on the shelf with Spam and other stuff that you really don't know what it is, but everybody seems to like it. Wow, that's so cool. That's hilarious.
I actually like
it,
though. Spam, no. Spam, not so much.
Okay, all right. And all right, so now let me reach deep for a second and say, what's your favorite memory about Thanksgiving? Pick one.
You know, it's funny because it's been a while, with you know, when you have relatives pass on and... But I think, you know, when you have family get-togethers, people do, you know, argue and you have that going on. But there's something about the dynamics of that, though, because you can always count on, like, my grandmother was always, you know, oh, you didn't look at me right, or you didn't stand up when I walked in the room. You know, she was always, you know, on edge about something. And that was just part of the, the nuances of Thanksgiving. And, of course, someone would be playing the piano. We were kind of a loud family growing up. And I think I miss that. It's just, you know, you put that all together, and it just makes that tradition a memory for you. You know, whether good, bad, or whatever, it's still something that you cherish, you know, as you get older.
Yeah. No, I come from a large Italian family. There was no such thing as a quiet time at the table. It just didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Right,
well, Helen, listen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate your time and you sharing some of those memories. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, let's go to BJ from California as well. BJ, what food or tradition, what is it that would make Thanksgiving not Thanksgiving anymore if it wasn't at your table?
Pecan pie.
What's that?
Pecan pie.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Vanilla ice.
Not that stuff that you buy at the local grocery store with the fake gelatin in there, right?
No. Homemade pecan pie. And by the way, I'm with Helen. I like the red jelly coming out.
Oh, come on. Turkey. What is it with you people? Are you serious?
God.
Oh.
But my wife makes homemade cranberry jelly, and it is scrumptious.
Yeah. I don't
But you know
it.
What? One of my favorite things, Joe, is the smell. Grandma's house on Thanksgiving. Oh, the smells were amazing. You could smell the turkey, you could smell the dressing, you could even smell the gravy, potatoes, and
I know that. You're so right. I mean, we miss those things because so many people now. I get, you know, you order the whole meal from the local supermarket or what have you. They even deliver it, or you pick it up. And that smell just isn't in the kitchen anymore of all that stuff going on. And the mess isn't there afterward either, but other than that, I mean.
Oh, by the way, my grandmother used to make this rhubarb jelly, jello. She would make, it was like a dessert with walnuts on the top and sour cream. Man, that was really good. And then the whole family, what we looked forward to at the end, after everybody was done, and it's almost nap time, See's candy would come out.
Oh. You're killing me, man. And everybody's passed out of the couch, and then I used to go shake the couch the next day and pick up a few bucks, you know what I'm saying? From everybody.
misused candy would jolt them back to life.
Yeah, there you go, right? Yeah. I don't know, think of football. Yeah, right. Okay, let me see you go play football after that meal. I want to watch that happen.
By the way, I had to, as the kids, the young men of the family had to go last because there'd be nothing left for everybody else.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the kids' table, right?
That's right. There was the kids' table, and honestly, as teenagers, we could not go first. We had to eat last because we would just clean the whole thing out, and then we literally would all go play football. Down at the school.
Wow.
It was fun.
Yeah. No. We would watch the Army movies or the rest of the Thanksgiving Day parade and then go pass out on the couch. There was no football for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
BJ, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate your time and sharing your tradition. All right.
Take care.
Yep. You know, and every I don't care who you are. Everybody has a tradition. Everybody has something at the table. I mean, for me, it's really weird because I always like the 12 or 13 conversations that were going on. That's what I always enjoyed. Because you could jump in anywhere. I remember Tammy, when we first got together, and we went to probably the first big event at the family, and she just couldn't used to it. Yeah, I mean, again, I wasn't joking. Large Italian family. There were a bunch of conversations, and everybody was involved in a part of one of the conversations. And that's, you know, that, and I'm going back a little while, before computers were a big deal, and we were talking politics, and we were talking, you know, I'm not a big sports guy, but they were arguing about sports at the table. They were talking politics. Nobody hated each other. You know, and there were some pretty diverse thoughts on politics and how much the government should be involved or shouldn't be involved. And I grew up in a family that was very Democrats. They were hardcore Democrats. But I'll tell you what, and I'm not going to go deep into it, but they weren't the Democrats of today. That's for sure. I'm telling you. You can believe what you want, but they weren't the Democrats of today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to, I mean, this is just amazing to me. On the college campus, they're trying to figure out, you know, should we celebrate Thanksgiving? Shouldn't we celebrate Thanksgiving? It's just craziness. Here, take a listen.
Anymore.
Don't you think it's a little bit part of, you know, our privilege that we do ignore or do not talk and teach about that?
No, yeah, definitely. And it definitely kind of, like, is part of our privilege. Me, like, personally being white, you know, I don't necessarily have to deal with that all the time. For other people, like indigenous people, it's definitely, like, kind of like a harmful time and period and holiday that people celebrate.
Right. 100%. That is very much our privilege. So when I was in school, like a little kid, I don't know if you did the same thing, but we sort of dressed up as natives and pilgrims, like in the week of Thanksgiving to celebrate that. And a lot of people today are saying, again, maybe.
No. We dressed up as Indians and pilgrims. Look, you can't erase history. You can't change. You can't erase history. It is what it is. I personally don't believe. If you're Native American, you want to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you want to call in and let me know how wrong I am, that's fine. I'm willing to have the conversation with you. But it was never meant as a derogatory term. It was never meant in a demeaning way. And I grew up in Massachusetts. I mean, there are Indian tribe names that you can't say. And not that you can't say it because you get taken off the air. I'm saying you can't say them. They're impossible to pronounce. But they were never meant to put them down.
Maybe it's a little bit offensive to be dressing up. Do you think maybe dressing up in costumes like that, young children, do you think that's offensive and we should change some of that too?
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, we would always we would dress up as like Native Americans.
What's unnecessary about it? It's period dressing. If you're living out what you believe to be the first Thanksgiving, if you're living out what you... Or having a play around or drama, whatever you want to call it, around what you perceive it was the first meeting, why not? Boy, we are raising a group of people that won't even be able to deal with hangnails anymore. Join us in your house, just on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you got to go, hey, have a great Thanksgiving. But we're going to continue with our pre-Glutton Day show after this. A lot more happening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You can listen to The Real Science.